Shalom Aleichem to everybody. The Pizmain, Mois Su Yeshua Si, that we sing after Avodas Hanedas, mentions all the Shibudim that Klal Yisrael had in the whole history, from Golos Mitzrayim, Golos Bovel, and Parasumodai, and then Yobon, and then Edom. All the Golos that we have, and then the Tshiva that we should be Zeche, the Mashiach coming. Why Dafke, the Lokas Aneiras, when you sing this song? Why bring in all the different goalies, all the different shibudim? You should talk about me. You just say you want to make it so alive there, why bring in everything else? The Gemara says that the Gemara says, when I say, how yalos ha-shachar, ma Esther, ma ha-shachar, soif ha-lailu, af Esther, soif ha-nisi. The Nes of Esther, Pumim, was the Seif HaNisim. By the Gemara, when you get Hanukkah, there is Hanukkah. But the more needly Kosov come in. I'm talking about those Nisim that were written down in the Megillah. So those Nisim are end with Esther. But Hanukkah is a Nes which is not needly Kosov. It's the final Nes of Taka Hanukkah. It's not needly Kosov. The Nisim that have the Klal Yisrael are not just Nisim, but they're Kalim, they're tools with which to go through the Golos. They give us the Koiches to go through the Golos. So Purim, the fact that we celebrate Purim, we celebrate the Nitzvahs of Am Yisrael, that no one can be Mechala us, and Mechiyas HaMolek, that's a koyach that carries us through to Achas HaYom. And Chanukah too is a koyach which carries us through to Achas HaYom. Therefore, the Seif Kol HaNisim, at the end of the Nisim, which is Chanukah, as the Gemara says, so we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this final koyach that we have. We have all these koyaches that we got through all the nisim that happened in the past, to be able to go through Golos. And finally, we have this final gift, the gift of Hanukkah. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, because now we're complete. Now we have all the koyaches to go through the Golos of Edom, to go through to Achas HaYom. Hanukkah is a gift. Not just a nest, but it's a gift to Klal Yisrael. It's a koyach who always able to be overcome in this avenue. The Maral says that each of these Goliaths attacked a different part of the Jewish people. The Guf, the Ruach, and the Seichel. I won't go into the different ones, but the Maharal talks about the Sefer Ne'amitzvah. But the Hanukkah is the Hatzolah from a Shibud of our Seichel, the Seichel of a Jew. What happened with that Seichel? How was the Seichel of a Jew Mishubud? Through Misyavnim, became Mishubud to the culture of the good. And of all the Goliaths, the cultural assimilation is with Yom. The others are just physical, either Shibud or a threat of death, but a cultural assimilation is with Yoram. So we're saved from a cultural assimilation. What is that cultural assimilation? Yoram, like it says in the Rishayim, the Rajbo, choose the Rajbo, the Ramban, the Torah says in one place also, but the Kodesh of Yoram is that the belief of Yoram is that all that matters is the five senses. There's nothing else that exists. There's nothing supernatural. There's nothing beyond what we can sense with our with our senses. That's why they were against Kedusha. That's why Timu Kolashmanu. That's the thing is Kedusha. That's the thing is Tumen. They were Matana the Shmanu. They wanted. No such thing as beyond the physical. And their seichel, what is the seichel of Yovan used for? To enhance man, give him more goods, make better armies, right? Make more conquests, right? Make a better life. That's what the seichel of Yovan is used for. And the seichel of a Jew is used to be makir the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what the seichel is. To know what does the Rabbanu Shalom want from us. That's why we have a seichel. So they attacked our seichel, the seichel of a Jew, and said, think like us. Think that your seichel is not a seichel to come close to Rabbanu Shalom, but think that seichel is just an enhanced man. This is why Torah Shebaal Peh is so central to the Neset Hanukkah. We say Zaydin Valiski Sirasechel. Because the way a Jew uses Seichel is to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. This Seichel is used to find out what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want from me? What's this halacha? What's that halacha? How do we classify the halachas? What's the difference between the different dinim? Yes, the Kashas and Satawutzim is Oisik and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Jewish Seichel. The Jewish Seichel is to be Oisik to find out what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from me. And the Goyish Seichel is to find out how can we enhance man's life? How can we find out more of the secrets of nature so that we can overpower nature, so that we can make a better life for ourselves, we can control nature in some way or another. That's the Yisod of Yisyabim. Yisyabim is the Shibud of our Seichel to try to take us away from Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the Nes is the Nes of the Menorah. Menorah is a koyach and cloudy flow, everything in the Beis HaMikdosh brought a flow of a certain koyach to cloudy flow. And the menorah brought a flow of chokhmah to cloudy flow. The Gemara says, when someone said a nice word, they said, oh, it's a kafta b'ferach. We still use that expression to this day. It's a kafta b'ferach. Why? A kafta b'ferach was made to enhance the menorah, the kafta b'ferach. So a beautiful svara which enhances Torah Shebaal Peh, which makes us recognize the beauty of Torah Shebaal Peh, is called a kafta b'ferach. Torah Shebaal Peh is a menorah. The light of the menorah is the light of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why the nes happened with the menorah. Because they were miskaber on Yovan, they were miskaber on that use of the seichel that Yovan wanted, and we began, we were able to use our seichel the way a Jew should use the seichel, to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. So the menorah now has its full hashpura now in Klal Yisrael. So I'm reading the Torah, the parasha of the menorah. We read tomorrow the whole parasha of Hanukkah. Next to it is the parasha of the menorah, because the menorah is related to Hanukkah, like the Ramban brings there in the Gilas Sotim. The menorah is related to the Nes of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a Nes of the menorah. I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. All over on the public buildings, you have a menorah lit. Yerushalayim, on the lamppost, the city put up images of menorah. I thought to myself, how absurd. I'm just an absurdity. The whole Nes of Hanukkah is against the state of Israel. They're the Misyavnim. What did they make a state for? To be like Goyim. They're Reformed Judaism. They're another form of Reform. They made a state to be like Goyim. Not the same Jews. They made it to be like Goyim. In foolish in the writings of Herzl and everybody else in the beginning of the state, they took Jews and they shaved off their payas. They taught them to be Mechal Shabbos. And they were Oger Torah, and they tried to close, stop yeshivas and chadorim. In spite of it all, we were successful in overcoming that, those misyavnim. The Nes of Chanukah is the Nes of the success of the Frum in Eretz Yisrael to overcome that tremendous koyach of a state with all its power, the power of money, and the power of the police, and the power of laws and the government. Klal Yisrael was able to overcome the world, be a mighty power now in Eretz Yisrael. And so the celebration of Menorah is that you have no right to use the Menorah. You're usurpers of the Menorah. You have no right to use it. You're using a symbol which represents the Chochmas Yisrael to turn Jews into Yovan, into Misyavnim. There's nothing more Misyavnim than Zionism. That is the epitome in history. There never was a movement which is so similar to Misyavnim as Zionism. And they use the symbol of the Menorah, what a chutzpah. Uses the direct opposite. But that's the koyach of Chanukah. The koyach of Chanukah is that no one can turn us into Misyavnim. We remain always Avdei Hashem. Our chochmah is used to learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't turn everything into a way to serve man, to make life a better place for man to live in. That's not a tafkid. A tafkid is to use our seichel to have to be oyved Hashem, have to find out better to do mitzvahs with more diuk and according to Halacha L'maaseh. That's why we sing Mo'esur, because we finally have the koyach to fight those who want to turn us into Mishavim, turn us into Yovan. Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the koyach. The celebration of Chanukah is always a celebration of Lundi Torah. Where does Chanukah Geld come from? Where Chanukah Geld comes from? That minig. There was a minig, and still in Yerushalayim they still do it, and all the Chadorim, all over as well. On Chanukah, you give a gift to the Rebbe of the children. The Melamdim, the Chadorim, got a gift. Chanukah Geld. They gave him a bonus on Chanukah. Why Dafke Chanukah? Because the Rebbe, the Cheder, is the instrument of Klal Yisrael to fight Misyavnim. The Rebbe that teaches the children Reishis, Bo Elokim, and the Rebbe that teaches them Mishnayis and Ascholas Gemora, that is the koyach of overcoming Yom. So therefore we want to strengthen this koyach. We need to give Chanukah Geld. Came a minute to give Chanukah Geld to anybody too. And unfortunately, it became a minute to give Chanukah gifts. There's no mockery for that. That was taken from the Goyim. The Misyavnim turned us into people who give Chanukah gifts. To make us similar to Goyim. There's no mockery for that. Chanukah Geld, that's all. Give money to a Rebbe or to children that are learning Torah. That's any Chanukah Geld. To be Mechazik, Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what the Koyach. That's what Chanukah Geld is. And that's the union of Chanukah. To be mischazik in the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. As the Gemara in Gittin, it says, Echtev lo yirubi terosik mezol nechshovu. If I would write down Torah Shebaal Peh, I'd be considered like a goy. I would be equal to the goy. The goy don't have... The goyim can claim that the Torah Shebaal Ksav is theirs, like the goyim do. The Christians say Torah Shebaal Ksav is theirs, and the Muslims say Torah Shebaal Ksav is theirs. The Muslims make a slight change. They say that the Akedah didn't happen to Yitzhak, it happened to Yishmael. But besides that, they say the Torah Shebaal Ksav is theirs also. But they say they superseded the Torah Shebaal Ksav. The Torah Shebaal Peh is only ours. Goyim can't say Torah Shebaal Peh is theirs. In fact, the Chiddur says the establishment of Christianity Min HaShemayim was delayed until after the writing down of the Shas So that goyim shouldn't be able to say that it belongs to them, that it's theirs, the Torah Shebaal Peh is theirs. Torah Shebaal Peh is a Jewish thing. The way of thinking of Torah Shebaal Peh is a Jew. The Jewish way of thinking. And that separates us from goyim, because it's our machshoveh, is a machshoveh to find out how the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to act. That's where we use our seichel, that's where we concentrate, that's where we use all our genius. It's from Torah Shebaal Peh. So, at the times, the simcha for B'nai Torah, it's a simcha for those who learn Torah. And it's a time to be mischazik in learning Torah. Time to make kaftu v'ferach, to make chidushim on Torah. To enhance the koyach of the menorah. That's the koyach. That's the time of Hanukkah. Maral, Yadua says, why is Hanukkah 8 days? 8, he says, represents the Allah Teva. 8 represents 7 is Teva, 7 days of creation. But 8 is Me'Allah Teva. 8 is a number that doesn't have a number in the days of creation. It represents the spiritual, the metaphysical, what is beyond the physical. So the Nesav, and same thing with Mila. Mila is also on the 8th day. To say that a person is not just an animal like everybody else, born in creation. He's beyond creation now. With Mila, he becomes someone devoted to something beyond creation. It's the 8th day. And Shmini Atzeres is also the 8th week, 7 weeks, 7 days, and then there's the 8th day of Shmini Atzeres is the Dvekes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shavuos is the beginning of the 8th week, 7 weeks, then beginning Matan Torah, which is a devotion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond the Torah. 8 represents beyond the Torah. So the menorah lasted for 8 days to show that Klal Yisrael is a nation that lives beyond the Teva. Right? We have Kedusha, which is beyond the Teva. Right? And we have Chukim. They wanted to have Yiram Yichukim at Tzenecho. The Yibonim wanted us to stop keeping Chukim. They didn't care about Mishpotim. Mishpotim, what people understand, should be a law. But chukim is what we don't understand. They want us to go against the chukim. They didn't want us to recognize that there's something beyond nature. That's why it says they were against Mila. They were against Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh also says there's Kedusha in the world. There's something beyond the physical. And Shabbos is also something beyond the physical. And the Shabbos is one of the 7 days. It's not a steal to this. They were against Kedusha. So the 8th day is beyond Gashmis. The Dovah in Kedusha. So the Chassidim make a big Yom Tov out of Zois Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah. Probably it doesn't mention, not mentioned anywhere in Chazal. As far as I know, it doesn't mention anything about Zois Chanukah. But they make a big tumult about Zois Chanukah because it represents the fact that the Nes. It's a nest which is something beyond nature. So the 8th day. The 8th day is a day which is beyond 7, beyond Teva. That's the whole nest of Hanukkah is that Pinos Echolecho, Tiabos Mikdashecho, Ibigun Nevos Bechazes Gachecho. They got rid of Tumah. They got rid of the Tumah that made it impossible to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do the avodah that's Tumah. Something beyond Tumah. This Kedusha is beyond Gashmis. We have to be connected to Ruchnis. And that's the Koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh connects us to the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is beyond Gashmis. That's why Chanukah is a time of Oiske Yisrael Sechot, the time of those who Oiske in Torah. Someone asked me before, showed me an article in a magazine where it shows a picture of the soldiers fighting in Gaza, and saying, these are the Malach HaShemanoim. That's a bunch of nonsense. The Malach HaShemanoim, they should have a picture of a Beis Medrash full of Bochum sitting and waiting. That's the Malach HaShemanoim. Those who are fighting in Gaza, I don't take away from their schus, the protecting Jews, the saving Jewish lives. But to turn it into a religious act, an act which is choshuvah than learning Torah. Another twisting, another perversion of what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. As if the menorah of the Zionists became something holy. If you fight for the Zionists, for the menorah, then you're fighting for something holy. It's again a perversion of Seichel HaYosha, a perversion of what's right and what's wrong. What the fighters for Klal Yisrael, of those who are learning Torah Shebal Peh, yeah, you have to save lives. The situation right now wouldn't be able to exist without fighting a war. So certainly we have to fight, but that's because of the situation. But that's not the Chashmonoim. Chashmonoim are the ones that are Moshe Nefesh for learning Torah, the ones who refuse to stop the learning of Torah and refuse to Tume come into Klal Yisrael. That's the Hashmonaim. Those who fought to protect Klal Yisrael from the Misyavnim. Whatever fighting is against Misyavnim, those are the Hashmonaim. Whatever supports the Hashmonaim is part of that system also. So the Rebbe should bench us all. We should be Zoiche, all of us, be mitzchazek, this eighth day of Hanukkah, and all the days of Hanukkah, eighth day of Hanukkah to come, to use our seichel to learn more about the Ribbono Shel Olam's Rotzon, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, and to be Zoiche, that this koyach of Hanukkah should stay with us all year, because again, Nisim are all tools, all kelim with which to overcome the messianism of the ghost. And we need, more than anything else in our time, we need koyach to overcome misyavnim, because that's the greatest koyach that fights us now, is the misyavnim. The goy is so seductive now. He's willing to permit us to put a Hanukkah lamp in the post office. Yeah, we have our tree and you have your Hanukkah lamp. It's a way of telling us, be like us. We're all part of one family. We all have the same goals in life. It's not true. We don't have the same goals. We have to mechazik ourselves. And we're kechag mizav v'mayim. We don't have the goals of the goyim. Our seichel is not the enhanced man. Our seichel is the noah chodesh baruch hu. Our lives are avodas Hashem. Our lives are not kin l'tai v'kovet. Our lives are not gashmias. And we don't use our seichel to increase our gashmias, make better live, better, what is that expression that one of the companies uses? Better things, better life through chemistry. Everything is better, better for life through chokhmah of chemistry. And so it is with all the chokhmahs. The chokhmahs are made to enhance man. And that's the misyavnim. That's the philosophy of the misyavnim. The eager is man. Our tachlis is avodas Hashem. And the way to find out avodas Hashem is through Yigi and Torah Shebaal Peh. We should be zoich, all of us, to have an isalus. A few hours remaining in Hanukkah, we should use well, and they should carry us through the entire year and through all our lifetimes. That we are here to use seichel, our seichel, to be avodas Hashem, and become avdei Hashem, and not avdei of our bodies, avdei of the yovam. Bosh benches all we should zeche. Chasoy zvoya kol shecho. The end. Hanukkah is the end of the Nisim. This koyach should carry us through kol keitz ha'geula. Asteinu l'mam shmecha v'yisol n'tishua. Adin Hanukkah.